Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards and Winery, an exceptional wine tasting experience just a few hours outside of L.A. Immerse yourself in beautiful views, world-class wine, and feeling like you are part of the Dow family. Go to dowvineyards.com/don'tmakemecomebackthere for an exclusive offer for backseaters. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in studio / his kitchen is Stephen English.
Right, buddy.
Who is a stand-up comedian, the co-host of this podcast, as well as the producer. You're more stand-up comedian than me tonight. You got a spot at the coveted La Jolla Comedy Store.
Do you know that it's famous around not just the California, not just the United States.
Not
just the North America.
Yeah.
But the entire world,
okay.
Brother.
Okay. Is this your Sammy Sosa impersonation?
No.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
I would need a lot of a hair relaxer.
And white skin.
And
crazy.
Skin color relaxer.
The Sammy Sosa skin color relaxer. White skin is just chill skin.
Just relax skin. Jeez, relax melanin.
Oh, I can't say any more on this subject. Yeah. Welcome to our little podcast, everybody. Here on our podcast, we try and interview comedians and actors and actresses and writers and authors and speakers and other people that are just kind of interesting folks.
If we could do
one ghost on this podcast, who would you pick?
I would say maybe like Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, or John Wilkes Booth. Two of my heroes.
I was thinking the big ghost from Mario. Boo?
Big Boo? Yeah, King Boo.
King Boo.
How about Slimer?
No.
He's not really so much a ghost as he is like a... Yeah, he's like
I guess, you know what, he's kind of got a Donald Duck type thing. He doesn't really use words.
Yeah. I think it's...
Casper? Friendly.
Ugh.
A little whiny.
What a dork.
Our guest today, not whiny at all.
No.
Not a dork at all either.
No.
Pretty rad.
Chill, like, I mean...
Chill dude.
Straight Chili Willy.
That's his stage name. Outside of the Bay Area, he's known as Chili Willy. No, he is named Andrew Orofo. Andrew is a very funny stand-up comedian. You've seen him on The Late Late Show with James Corden, or whichever one that is. You know, it's the one with Corden.
Yeah.
He did some stand-up comedy on there. Andrew and I met... doing a weekend up in Sacramento, and we met and we clicked and we hung out, and he came down and did Lestats. We recorded this one at Lestats, which is the show that I run every Tuesday here in San Diego. If you're in the San Diego and you're like area, and I would like to see Dustin start a good comedy show with 5 bad minutes.
Right.
Then every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Right.
Andrew, you can give him a follow at Andrew _ and then his last name, O-R-O-L-F-O, Orolfo. O-R-O-L-F-O. That's his handle on Instagram and Twitter. Very funny comedian. Anytime we have comedians on, we talk comedy, we talk Bay Area, we talk his childhood, we get to know him a little bit, we talk family dynamics, closeness with his mom, and also I don't want to even spoil a lot of it, but a pretty fun, interesting story about his dad and the unique relationship that his dad has to the family.
Yeah.
So check it out. I hope you guys enjoy it. Speaking of enjoying the podcast, some of you guys have been leaving some reviews. We sure like when you guys do that.
Sure do.
I want to read two real quick here. This one is from PN PNW Nick. I'm assuming this is Pacific Northwest Nick. Episode 77 was so... Oh, sorry. The subject is hot coffee was so close to coming out. Episode 77 was so good as usual, but I'm at the Y watching boys at swim lessons and having some coffee. Then Steven hits me with, quote, sniffing at your giblets. Giblets. And dang near had hot coffee spraying at my face. Stellar work, men.
I like to imagine.
What was the context for that?
You know, I actually listened to it because I forgot. And it was, I was talking about how much you smell, and you said, no, I smell things.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you're always down there sniffing at my giblets.
Oh, that's right. That's the kind of quality content you can expect out of this podcast right here.
We are adults who have children.
Yeah. This one is from The Wigs 11. And it says, Tony Ravioli is brilliant. This podcast is something I look forward to every week. The banter between host Dustin and producer Steven in the intro is worth a subscription alone. Listening to Dustin sneak in a sponsor spot is brilliant. And listening to Tony Ravioli stop by the podcast is like, we haven't had Tony in a while.
I know. You know, you got it. You know, it's like with real ravioli, you gotta give it in small doses.
You gotta keep them wanting more.
Yeah.
Tony Ravioli came out every episode or even every other episode, Ravioli shows up every 3 or 4 months.
Right.
You shouldn't eat ravioli once a week.
It's like when Stefan Urkel would stop by at Family Matters.
Exactly.
If it was every day, then it wouldn't be the show.
You think you'd want it, but you don't. Yeah. So speaking about things you think you want, but you don't, I have some live shows coming up. that's not true. You do want to go to these. If you guys have any interest in coming to see me do stand-up comedy in the following cities, you can do so. First off, all you backseaters that came out to Spokane on February 9th, this last Sunday, so great to have you. Thank you, backseaters. Always a treat. February 26th, I'm going to be in Nashville at Zany's Comedy Club. February 27th at Improv in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 3rd and 4th, I'm going to be at Wise Guys Comedy Club in West Jordan, Utah. Then the 5th, that Sunday, Comedy Works South, that just got added in Denver, Colorado. April 16th, the Improv in Ontario, California. The Tacoma Comedy Club, May 14th through 17th, that's 7 shows. Tacoma, Washington, tickets are now on sale. This one's new too. At the Old Church Concert Hall in Portland, Oregon. And then May 24th in Oakland, California at the Starline Social Club. Also, the tickets should be on sale. I think they got on sale today, and I'll put them on my website soon. In July, I'm going to be doing 4 shows at the Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C. Come on out to all of those. Go to DustinNickerson.com/shows.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to promote, buddy? Steven is for sure going to be on that show in Ontario on April 16th.
You know what I'd like to promote? Reading.
Reading?
I want to generally promote
books?
Reading. It's fundamental.
Rainbows?
Yeah, no, I'm just, no, only comic books.
Only comic books.
I have Kindle Unlimited, and like, I've read probably about 9,000 comics.
Oh, I didn't know that they had them on the...
Tons, dude.
Really?
Yeah, tons.
I knew Marvel had their thing for a while, like the Marvel Unlimited.
I have that still, yeah. It's
okay.
Good. But this was good because it has like all the, like, you know, a lot of like different publishers and stuff.
Yeah, I told myself I was going to do the whole like Civil War thing, not like just the main one, but because, you know, Civil War was going on through the whole Marvel universe. And after like 9 episodes or... what do they call
issues
of She-Hulk? I was like, all right, I'm in too deep.
It is kind of
because She-Hulk is prominent in Civil War.
Well, it's funny because they do that thing where like you can read whole arcs and they will put it in order. Like you could do the whole thing, and it is sometimes you look at it and you're scrolling, you're like, this is daunting. Like I don't know
too much.
If I really need,
just give me the big chunk of the Civil War ones.
I'll just
themselves.
Read the Wikipedia. I'll just read the Wikipedia thing and be like, oh, that
or
one,
I'll watch
that
the,
one sounds good.
There's some good comic recap YouTube pages. That just cover, and they've got nice graphics.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
There you go.
I just came from, my son is doing Little League again in the spring, and it's so dramatic, and it was like a very dramatic. So he's in a new league, and it's like, I don't know. I think some leagues, like, they like get off on like adding this tension and this drama.
Sure.
And that they're 9 teams. And the coach goes up and reads his team, and they all come up. And so the kids are like, oh, my gosh, what team am I going to be on, you know? Right. And the kid just, you know, it's just tense. He was like the second to last name called. At a certain point, we're like, oh, my gosh. And it was like, and you're like, oh, who's going to be on my team? And they'd, oh, I want to be on your team. And you see your friends getting on a team. You're like, oh, I'm not on that team. It's way too dramatic. Way too much tension. And then they have all like the 9 jerseys up there, and they literally do an auction to pick which order you want. So you got like the number one pick jersey, like the team threw in like $1,000.
What? That's Wait, just to get, just to see what color the jersey is going
to
be?
To pick which jersey you're going to get. So all the jerseys are up there. And then they do this live auction to the coaches, and we're all supposed to chip in a little bit. And right. I understand it's a fundraiser and
right,
stuff.
Right.
But it really sets your kids up for, like, to kind of resent their coach. You're like, oh, you
hey,
know.
Listen, hey, listen, coach, yeah. doesn't have, coach don't have this month.
Like,
right?
my kid's team got second to the last pick.
Right.
And they ended up with the Hurricanes, which the Hurricanes, when we were, see.
It's pretty cool.
That's what I said.
That's
I was
a cool
like,
name.
Because when we were cool, and they're the Miami colors.
Yeah.
But we're old.
Yeah.
And Miami was cool when we were young.
Yeah,
Miami
dude.
Was the coolest when we were young.
Yeah, Luke, man. Luke was paying all the
dude,
players.
They were like, throwing their stuff down. This is like orange and green. Like, yeah. This is the ugliest colors up here. Like,
right.
They were so mad
oh,
that
man.
They got him, and the like, and it was so funny because the Ducks went first,
right?
And because that's like the cool, and it's almost like the Miami right now. They're
right,
cool
exactly.
and sketchy, and
yeah,
all the things you want out of an Oregon team,
right.
Or a popular team. But it was like way, and I feel like you're like, okay, so now not only am I maybe not on the team I want, my coach is a cheapskate, or my parents are a cheapskate,
right?
I don't know. It was cool having the jerseys up there, but then, you know, the team that spent like $1,000 just to get a Ducks jersey, I was like, man, you overpaid.
Right. Then they had an auction to see which team gets to wear cups.
Yes.
If you can't get the $500, your team doesn't get cups. Sorry, bro.
Yo, if you don't throw in $400, like, you guys gonna play in ballet shoes?
Right.
I'm sorry, cleats only
other,
an option.
The other team gets to slide cleats first into your leg. You know, they get to do like, the whole dangerous slides into you. It's
if you don't throw $400 instead of a baseball glove, you have to use a mitten. Just one singular mitten.
Like a one from the oven, like an oven mitten.
Yeah, no, not even that. I'm talking like a snow mitten, a tiny little mitten.
Yeah, they just really, you know what it is? It's preparing them for real life.
It is preparing them for real life. That's a good way of putting it, which is the rich will have a better life than you.
I mean, sometimes you're the Dodgers.
Yeah,
and
you get Mookie.
And sometimes
Mookie
you're
on
the,
deck.
Sometimes you're the Minnesota Twins. Or actually, Minnesota Twins actually gonna be good this year.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Speaking of having extra money, could I tell folks about Patreon real quick? Now I'm killing on my segues right now. Guys, this will be a quick one. If you haven't already checked out our Patreon, please do. You go to patreon.com/don'tmakemecomeback there. It's just an opportunity for if you guys love our podcast and you want to get a little more out of it. We do extra interviews, extra segments, stuff with our guests, stuff from me, interview reviews. You can get some various merch and swag from us. You can talk about episodes. I post on there here's our upcoming guests. Let me know if you have any questions for them, we can ask that, so on and so forth. So check it out, patreon.com/don'tmakemecomeback there, and one of our episodes will have a little preview for that coming up.
Hello.
But I'm not gonna tease too much more on that. So that being said, I think we have an email or two.
Okay.
If you guys ever have any interest in any interest in contacting the show, maybe asking for some bad parenting advice, you can do so by calling 619-292-8787. Or you can shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to read, I think we had two. We had two I want to read here.
Okay.
Where did this one go? This one, first one right here, this is from Logan. This is bad grandparenting advice, and it just says, so my grandparents would always slap me whenever I got hurt.
Good.
To make me focus on the new pain instead of the first pain.
Good.
So, Logan, this is not a question. This seems like a counseling session.
It seems like a cry for help, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Logan, it seems like Logan wants me to, like, affirm or...
I'm not a mandatory reporter anymore, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
To, like,
no.
This ends here. This stops here, so I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Logan.
You know what, though? That's kind of the opposite way of, because when a kid hurts themselves, a lot of times you try to like make them laugh. You do something to like, you know,
right.
To get their mind off it. This is just
that
honestly,
will get their mind
I mean,
off.
Get your mind off it. I think it's not like a bad. It's not a bad.
I'm not going to lie. When my kid gets hurt and I see the red area, a lot of time I flick the red area. It's not good parenting advice, but you don't come to me for good parenting advice.
No,
as a matter of
fact,
you come for the worst. So,
yeah.
Also, that's a bold move from a grandparent. Grandparents are usually like, oh, you got hurt. Yeah. Here's money.
Right. Right. Oh, you got hurt. Here's a year to Disneyland.
Oh,
here's a,
yeah,
here's
exactly.
An annual pass to Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland, by the way, speaking of which, officially, you know what? We're going to save this for another episode. Because we need to do another... We need to do another series soon. This is a good question for you guys. Because we've done Summer Series. I was thinking we need a couple series. We've done lots of different series on, you know, every week we ask parenting advice. We did like the Summer Series, right. Summer Jobs, Summer right. Stuff. And then what other ones did we do? Didn't we have another series that we did?
We did like the Christmas questions.
We did Christmas
or
stuff.
Christmas stories.
We did Christmas stories, which was great. We need a new series. What kind of series would you guys be interested in hearing from us? Would it be interesting to you guys if like we like did some reviews of like kids movies maybe? That could be a fun one.
That'd be really fun.
We could just like go down some classics. We have like we'd have a guest on who knows a lot about movies and we pin Christmas movies against each other or kids movies. Maybe we could do a theme park reviews where we go to them with an open heart and an open mind.
Right.
And we go to them. I don't know. You guys kick it around. What's an interesting as we. Summer is not far, and we like to do a good summer series.
Yeah.
Maybe something before that,
maybe
too.
Maybe like just about belts?
Belts?
What are good belts? Do you like a braided?
Yeah.
I personally used to love a braided.
You know what I liked? I know the braided. I've never gotten a braided one. Sometimes I liked the ones that had like the two. I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, they were the same ones we would have in football. With like the two little, you know what I mean? They didn't have the hole. It was just the strap. It was
Straps.
Like a strap.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a strap on.
Okay.
No. Okay. Guys, we're talking about belts.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Tony Ravioli.
No.
Reversible?
Okay, so something to do. We got somewhere into strap-ons and grandparents. I don't know how we got there, but you're welcome on that advice. I'm so sorry. Next question right here. This is from Lindsay. Lindsay says, SOS, bad parenting advice, please. Okay. Hi, Dustin and Stephen.
Hi.
Just as everyone always says, right. I also love the podcast. Aw,
thanks.
I'm a recent listener. And it has come to my attention that I need some help in regards to my 19-month-old son.
Okay.
He's our first and only child so far, and no one else in the family seems to be bothered by this problem. So here it is. My child doesn't like it when I sing.
Sure.
I don't consider myself a horrible singer.
Right.
I don't think I would try out for American Idol, though. I know better. And my songs actually used to lull him to sleep when he was a baby. However... One day, he seemed like he had enough, and proceeded to give a shrill scream while I was singing the ABCs. This probably happened 6 to 9 months ago and has been happening every single time I sing within earshot ever since. It doesn't matter the song nor the place. I could be singing songs to Jesus or Mary Had a Little Lamb and a child playgroup. At first, it was kind of cute and funny, and all the family members, including myself, would laugh about it. Well, they are the only ones still laughing. he's thrown off my groove. How can I get it back? Thanks for your help, Lindsay. Parentheses, I should also note that his father can sing to him, and our child does not scream at it.
Wow.
So many questions and follow-ups. Oh, man.
I think it's pretty obvious you got a horrible voice.
You're a bad singer.
I mean, that's just it. I'm just going to say it. Here's the bush. I'm not beating around it. The bush is there. I'm beating straight through it.
Listen, you may hear this crying baby in the background right now. That's Steven's kid crying at the thought of you singing. We mentioned your singing voice, and there's a crying baby.
Yeah.
Through time?
Yeah, through time and space, this baby heard you singing.
Lindsay? You got to shut your mouth as far as singing goes.
Learn how to whistle.
Thank you.
Learn how to hum. Get a kazoo.
Otis Redding it out there.
Get a, yeah.
Yeah. Peter Bjorn and John. Those are the two great whistle songs.
Right. Oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
So that made your baby cry too.
Right.
Lindsay, I think you are a good mom.
Yeah.
Who has a bad voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it sounds like your husband can sing. You know why your kid liked it before? Because he had bad taste.
Well, he's probably doing it like ironically. Like he was laughing, like he was like, wow, that
like
was
great. Like a hipster
great.
With a Nickelback
yeah,
shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. He's clapping along like, this is great, Mom. You're awesome at this. And then finally he's like, you know, enough. I can't anymore. This is not even fun, ironically, anymore. This is the worst.
Every baby has their tipping point.
Yeah.
And you drew them to that.
Right.
I hope that helps, Lindsay. I hope this helps. And you know what, Lindsay? I actually think not only does it help, right. This is probably going to help a lot of your relationships.
That's yeah.
Because adults, I think, Lindsay, and I appreciate you being a listener, and this might be your last time listening. I think the thing with babies is babies do what we all feel.
Yeah.
I would cry on airplanes if it were socially acceptable for me to do so, but it's not. I get complaints, especially when I'm in the middle seat.
Right.
And
right.
I think that that baby articulating probably what a lot of your I bet your husband is really glad the baby cries.
He's probably pinching him. Every time you sing, that's probably when it happened.
Now. He's probably pinching himself. He's standing behind you making scary faces.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and downloading this episode. We appreciate you. Enjoy it with Andrew. See you guys soon.
See ya.
Well, thank you for doing this. This is your inaugural trip to San Diego.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I came here probably when I was like 8.
Okay.
And I don't remember.
Just by yourself?
No, yeah. I just walked like, here.
Just Andrew goes south. Yes.
I went with my parents.
Okay.
It was like a family trip. Went out here. I went to the zoo.
Okay.
Nice, yeah. Do you remember that?
What do you remember of the zoo?
Nothing except I have a picture on my mom's fridge with me and my sister like petting like a huge like antelope.
Yeah. This is adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How old, your sister's older or younger?
Younger.
Sounds like the cutest photo I've ever... When we release this episode, I want this to be.
I'll find it.
Yeah. So you you came down here with mom and dad and sister. Was that the household? Mom, dad, sister.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Just for okay.
Yeah.
And then what? We'll just dive right into
yeah,
it.
And then my dad left.
Okay.
Shortly after that, probably like
it because of the zoo.
Yeah,
the zoo did it.
They didn't have the animals he wanted.
I blame my family, the families I want. That's funny.
Yeah, I think like 13. He like left after that.
Oh yeah, you definitely remember all of that then.
Yeah, that was fine though. That was totally fine.
You wanted him gone.
No one even really noticed.
Really?
Yeah, because like he, but like that was like one of the only, I hung out with him barely, like when we were growing up.
Sure.
So like when he, I talk about it in my set, but when he like left, it like no one really knew until like one day I was, like my sister and I didn't know, and then I was just like one day I was like, where's like dad? And then my mom was like, oh yeah, we got divorced like 3 years ago. And I was like, oh okay, sure.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's because he was gone all the time already.
Sure.
And he didn't hang out with us, so it was
sure.
Okay. Like the whole way through he was barely hanging out with you.
Yeah, he was like working, I guess, or
yeah,
just whatever. So I was just like, I remember I learned how to ride a bike by myself.
Dang.
It's tight.
That's so admirable and inspiring and sad at the same time.
It's crazy because him and I are like really good friends now.
Okay, we're so like, I got to put these
close.
Gaps together.
Yeah.
I wanted the Andrew dad story. So he, when you're born, he's around.
Yeah.
Those first 8 years, you're going on family vacations and stuff?
Like, yeah, sometimes,
around?
Yeah. Just like the, yeah. All the only trips I remember were Canada when I was like, real young.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I maybe have been like 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember taking a ferry.
Right.
To Vancouver.
That's big.
Something.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
always a big. You do a new conveyance. You know, like the first time on a bus,
yeah.
on a plane,
right.
on a giant boat, you're like, this is getting locked
this
in.
This is getting locked in.
In the trunk of a car.
You grew up in the Bay Area?
In the Bay Area.
Okay.
Oakland. And then like places in the East Bay, moved around a lot.
Okay. So, but even then, it's like, it's sparse. You're not seeing him. Like, it's not like
yeah,
every
yeah.
day you come home from school, hey, dad.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Because he had, like, this job. I don't know what it really was, but I remember he would, like, deliver medicine. And I knew it was, like, he was gone. I knew he was gone a lot, and I remember him taking me on one of his little, like trips.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like taking medicine to like
It
companies.
Sounds like he was dealing drugs.
Yeah. yeah, technically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, but in a legal fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember going on one of those because that went from like the day all the way to like the middle of the night. I remember like being oh, in like wow. the in a like a like a straight up white van.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it just like in the in the back with like blankets because it just went on for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but other than that, we didn't hang out at all.
So it was just he was just a non-factor.
Yeah.
Like when he was around, you'd be like, hey, you weren't spending time, you weren't having conversations with him.
No, yeah. He was just gone.
That's the craziest story I've ever heard that 3 years later, your mom was like, oh, yeah, we divorced.
yeah. Hey, I'm not saying, and we're so cool now. It's yeah. like, I'm not saying there's like a good way to leave your family, but sure. I feel like he found it out.
yeah, yeah. Do you feel like then, because then, like after the divorce, was he totally MIA for a minute?
Yeah, he like moved around a lot. He went to Hawaii for like 5 years.
Okay.
He was gone and then he like somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you guys reunite then?
Probably around like 22. Mm-hmm. 21, 22. That's when he like moved back to California.
How old are you now?
I'm 28.
Okay.
Yeah. But we still weren't like talking like how we are now, but we were just like, he would just like say happy birthday and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
When you hang out now, do you ever like just rent a U-Haul and just do like an old trip like the old times? He just drives around and you're in the back and you're just.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weed now though.
Yeah. Exactly. You put him in the back. You're like, how do you like it?
Yeah.
You punk. Did you guys talk about it? Like, what was he doing during those years? Was he finding himself? Was he just like, nah, I'm good on this family thing?
Yeah, I mean, like, occasionally, like, he'd, like, call us on, like, holidays.
Yeah. But
never had, like, a long conversation with him.
Yeah.
Until, like, recently.
Yeah.
We didn't really.
I realize you're diving heavy into it early here, into the conversation.
I don't care. No, I talk about this on stage.
Yeah,
it's like really, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm just so curious of just, like, you know, this objectively I would define as being a very bad father, you know, and you're so chill with it and you're like, oh, we're cool now, even though he wasn't like my bad for being so bad.
Yeah.
So you're just the chillest human ever.
Yeah.
I already knew that.
yeah. I mean, my mom and I were fine. We were just chilling.
Yeah.
No ill will.
No.
Mad at him?
No, not at all.
No?
Not at all. And my mom and him are still, like, good friends. Like, they talk a lot now. It's, like, cool.
Just the most low-key family in history.
yeah. And I think
it's
just...
It's like, you need to divorce me? It's fine.
Yeah.
I understand. Like, you got to do what you have to do for yourself.
And I think that, like, my mom just, like, didn't want to, like, make things like harder.
Sure.
Right.
Make it like,
you know, and like go through like child support payment. Cause like she didn't even make him do that.
Yeah.
And then,
it's just worst father in history. Everything I know. Yeah. And I don't mean that to throw your dad under the bus, but I'm just saying, if you look at the stats, wasn't around when he was there, divorced, nobody noticed, didn't pay child support. I mean, those are strike three.
But I think him not paying child support made it, so he didn't resent us at all.
Oh,
so
I see.
And then he was actually pretty relaxed about everything.
Right.
So like now, like my younger sister, she's like having a baby.
Yeah.
And he's like super supporting her like financially now.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't have done that if we, you know.
Were your parents young?
I think they had, my mom had me when she was 27.
Okay. And he was older?
I think he's like, he was 28, 29.
Okay,
the same age.
I just wonder if he was just still trying to find himself. And now he's like, okay, I know who I am as a person.
I think he's kind of found himself. I think he was searching for a while. He's done like so many weird jobs.
Yeah.
He was in real estate for a while. And I remember he was struggling because that's like in like 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you landed in real estate, that's never plan A.
Yeah.
Like, plan A is never real estate or selling insurance.
Yeah.
There's a couple jobs where you're like, this did not go.
It's one of those things like someone brings up to you and you go, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like, this is like
I could get some headshots
done.
Yeah. It's like comedy.
I think that's exactly what he did, I think.
Yeah.
Because he was in like banking for a while and then he did that. Then he did
all the ones.
Yeah.
All the ones where you're like, they're respectable enough.
Yeah.
where they're not like cashier,
yeah,
you know, but they're also like, you didn't have to go to school for this.
Yeah.
This is something you could get certified for at home.
Yeah, 100%. And his job now, I talk about his job now, he's like a middle school bus driver.
Really?
Okay. So, well, he's got a lot of experience. Kids in the back, him in the front, just driving. That's a guy in his wheelhouse.
Yeah. He's got a lot of kids spending a limited a lot of experience spending a limited amount of time with kids.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then leaving them with somebody else.
Yeah. I just think it's so funny that he's like, I'm like, okay, you wouldn't drive this kid to school. Now you drive all of them.
Dozens of kids at a time. Yeah,
you had these skills all along. Yeah. You were a professional. Oh, you could have. Yeah. You could have. Yeah. What could have been?
Yeah, that's actually how I see him sometimes.
Because
he'll drive like kids his school to like Disneyland.
Okay.
Or Universal.
Oh, yeah, because
they did a trip to Universal, and he drove them, and then he just like left and hung out with, I went out to dinner with him.
That's hilarious.
And then he just went back and drove those kids home.
Oh, man. What an interesting, that's like a very, I was talking about this recently, like with my wife, of just like, what you have kids, and it does not mean that you know who you are as a person, right, or that you figured things out at all. A lot of time, people have kids in search of that. You're like, well, I guess I'll just start a family.
Yeah.
And now you still maybe have a lot of the questions that you've had, or the emptiness, or whatever you did have. I think Steven might have been feeling a lot of that today on his first solo day with the baby.
Yeah, I was it was a tough one. I sent you the one video.
Yeah.
I've got many more. Just the baby crying.
Steven
like,
and his
he
wife
never cries.
Recently just had a little baby.
Yeah. Oh, how old is your baby?
He's almost 4 months.
Oh, cool.
So he's still pretty young. Okay. And I think now he knows when she's gone. And she's been home for the whole time. So now, like, she came home for a little bit, and then she left again. And the minute she left, he started crying. And he never cried. So I was like, oh, man, like, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows I'm not. I'm like, there, and he's like, oh, cool, yeah. I mean, I guess honestly, I could just leave, and he probably would be cool too.
I mean, if he's just gonna sit there and whine anyway,
yeah, he's like, all right, if I'm there, he's kind of like, where's mom? Yeah, but mom's like, yeah, mom keeps it,
it keeps him some independence,
yeah,
you know, he really grow. Maybe so. Baby Bach had a bad day.
I had a bad day. Maybe like I had a baby's day. Yeah. I had a bad day. He had the same day that he always, you know, he just had a baby's day. He just expressed himself in the way a baby does.
Yeah.
But I had a bad one out of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, though, of like, I like what your, you know, kind of your perspective of, you're like, yeah, you know, your dad was, you know, he's an individual. Like, what kids don't realize. Melissa and I were talking about with our son, like, we've had like a brutal couple of weeks and some crazy career shakeups and these type of things, and our kids don't know anything about that. And our kids don't know that they're like, we're just trying to figure out our own existential crises all the time too.
Right.
You're still a human with all your own unique struggles. You're just responsible for other humans. So, you know, be ready to have kids is the lesson of this story.
I don't think I'm gonna have kids. I really don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, she doesn't want kids either. Both
in your like online dating things? No kids. Like, no. You're like, oh, you're the one.
Yeah. It was because she works with kids now. She's like a music teacher.
Okay.
And then I was a preschool like PE teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forever.
Yeah.
I would just teach sports to 3 to 5-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of the bumblebee soccer, right? Where just the group.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
And is little obstacle courses.
And is there one kid who just owns?
Yeah, like, always.
Yeah,
always.
I remember my son's first year of soccer. We did. It was when we were still up in Seattle, and it was through like the Boys and Girls Club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there was like 10 kids. Maybe 4 wanted to play, and you know, the others were kind of going along. Joel didn't want to play. Joel would like run around. He was like 3, and he would pretend to be Wolverine.
Sure.
And like do little clubs. So, yeah. I mean, obviously the raddest kid out there. But then there was one kid, Brooks, who was probably like 4. So he was a little older, you know, or on a young 4.
Yeah.
And he'd score 9 goals a game.
Right. Yeah.
He's the only one that got it.
Yeah.
He's the only one that really understood, if I just kick it in there. Like,
yeah. So I'm sure every season there's just some kid who just totally pumped.
Because they don't, from that age in like preschool, right. They just put them all together. Mm-hmm. So there's just like 4-year olds just kicking these balls, hitting 2.5-year-olds yes. in the face.
Yeah, just knocking them over.
You know? So crazy.
How'd you get into that?
My sister was doing it, and then I really needed a job. So yeah. She was like, my brother's decent with kids.
Those are the qualifications.
He doesn't talk much. He probably won't yell at the kids ever.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He's pretty low key. Yeah. He doesn't get worked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably all the demeanor you want out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I never got upset.
Yeah.
Sure. Like,
they're kids. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask too. So imagine, since dad was kind of doing his own thing, are you and mom and sister really close?
Yeah.
And did that kind of, like, after dad kind of formally peaced out, was that, like, even more kind of fortified? Or were the three of you just kind of already doing your own
thing? Yeah, we were already doing, like, our own thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all very independent. Like, my sister's actually, like, really, really good friends with my dad.
Oh, okay.
More than...
Dang, the whole family took him back in.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, no, it's fine. He's just a friend.
Yeah. Who occasionally gives us some money.
Hey, there you go. Dude, that school bus money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's like really close with him. I think just that like dad and daughter thing.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
And then when's that baby coming? You're going to be Uncle Andrew.
Yeah. I actually have like 3 nephews, I think. I have 3 and then a niece.
Okay.
Because my dad had another family.
Oh, yeah.
Another family previous to mine.
Okay.
So I have 2 older half brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are the second family that
I'm
good.
Yeah. We should have learned.
We should have. Yeah. Yeah.
We should have that.
A little that's on your mom. I'm not going to lie. Like, hey, you could have. The writing was on the wall.
On the wall,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So you had, okay, so there's some family on that. Are you close to them, though?
Yeah. I'm like really close to them.
Really?
Well, the oldest one, not so much. I haven't seen
How
him
many in. Kids did your dad have in that other marriage?
2 boys.
Are they around your age? Are they
no,
older?
No, they're like 8 and 10 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are close to them, though? Or
I'm close with the younger one, mm-hmm. just because I think me and him are pretty similar. You know, but the older one, I think, has like a lot of resentment.
Towards your shared dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's cool. He's like a nerdier guy, mm-hmm. and works at Tesla. And then the younger one, he's like a really hood dude.
Okay.
And he's just like, he has like R.I.P. Glenn tatted on his neck. Like, but he's great. He works for the post office. And like,
yeah.
When I got older, that's when we started linking up because I just could relate to them more. And he lives in San Jose.
Okay.
So every time I do like the San Jose Improv or Rooster Teeth Feathers or any show in San Jose, he comes out to every single show.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's just like he's just there, brings friends, laughs. He's
I
great.
I love it.
He's so great.
That's awesome.
It is funny that the more hood guy was more chill with it all.
Yeah. I think, because he like did that whole thing where he was like getting into fights a lot. So I think he didn't have time.
He worked it out. He worked it out himself.
Yeah.
When he was younger, he worked
it
out.
I'm too busy to resent my dad.
Yeah. They're really cool. They're really, really cool. So I think the baby is due. They found out the gender today.
Did they do a big party?
No, not yet. So I don't know. I don't know it.
Okay.
But they know it. They didn't say anything yet.
Yeah.
But I think it should. So I don't know. When does that come out after that? It comes out.
I mean, depends. I guess like.
It depends. I mean, you can find out like 3 months in, right? Something like that.
I don't remember.
I'm not the guy to ask.
We waited so long. We waited so long to to learn, and then we had to wait like an extra 2 weeks because everyone was going to be in town, so we had to do a whole
Every
party.
Every mom that listens to this podcast is like, it's 12 weeks. I know. You know? You idiot. And that's when you can start planning the gender reveal. We didn't do any of the gender reveal stuff, and I just remember like, I don't remember it being a big deal when we went to the appointments to figure out. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, because you're doing so many checkups anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some that were like, oh, we might be able to figure out it on this one. You know, we'll see if we see their privates on this one. It's pretty invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's their first nude.
Cancel.
That's a pretty good joke. I'm gonna write that down. I don't remember a lot of pressure on that, but it would make sense. So that happened My folks split when I was five, and my dad and my sister and I, so same thing, mm-hmm. single parent, two, one sibling, got like super close. Like, well, you just like, you know, but not in like, we would have these like heartfelt conversations or things. It was almost like, you know, utilitarian. It was like, we just got stuff to do. We just got our lives to live. You yeah. go do your thing and we'll mm-hmm. like, we'll clock in when we get home and clock in at our jobs or yeah. whatever too. Just like, were you and your sister like both pretty independent, or was mom kind of still like leading the charge?
I think my sister and I have been like super independent, like mm-hmm. We lived with my mom for like ever. I lived with my mom till I moved here.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah. I was with her.
That's why you didn't stay in the condo in Sacramento.
Yeah.
We met, for our listeners' context, we met doing a weekend at Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento, and we had some good green room chats. But I was, it was you and then Diana Hong. Hung in like a. We, like, neither of them were staying at the condo, which, like, it's one of those condos that's, like, nice, but you also think might be haunted.
Sure.
And I was kind of disappointed that nobody was staying there with me.
Right.
Because she's a buddy. I don't know why, but you know what it is.
Sleeping shifts.
Well, yeah, you know what it is, where you just feel like, well, like, there's probably a ghost will less likely show up if there's two people here.
Right. They go, yeah, of course.
This is the rationale I have with ghosts.
Yeah,
demons.
That tracks.
It's like they would never do it if there's another person here.
No. It's too shy.
Exactly. Yeah. Too shy.
Yeah.
Ghosts are introverts.
Well, ghosts are always just doing stuff like just opening up, like, hey, I'm going to open up this cabinet. Yeah. When you're like not around or something. Like, they never just, if I was a ghost, I would just be like, you want someone at the house?
Yeah.
Just be like, yo, get out the house, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do all the scary stuff.
It sounds like ghosts are helpful.
They're
like,
just very passive. It's
I'm just trying to open this cabinet for you.
I think it's like having like a passive aggressive like roommate, you know? Just like, there's like, here's the cabinet open. Like, oh, you didn't like that? Sorry. I guess you should move out then.
That makes me sense. So like, were you... You're talking about like your dad not driving you to school. So we're like, because I'm thinking of my own, like I was in like fourth grade mm-hmm. or even younger than that. And like my dad would work like super early morning. So it was like just me and my sister's responsibilities to get ourselves to school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just had like, I was like 8 or 9 and set my little alarm clock. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like just hi-ho to work the next day. So like, what was your mom doing as far as work?
And well, my grandpa was around too.
Okay.
He moved in with us.
Okay. This is your mom's dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was from the Philippines, just straight up from the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just like took us to school every day. Or my mom sometimes.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
He would take your mom to school sometimes.
Yeah, he would take my mom to school. Yeah.
What was your mom doing for work?
She was in finance.
Okay. So she was full breadwinner and you guys are killing it in Oakland.
We moved to like Walnut Creek, Concord area, which is like East Bay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's the rule in the Bay Area. You just keep going further inland.
Yeah.
The cheaper it gets.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah. We went to Walnut Creek. Was like a nicer area.
Okay.
It's like a
good water park there.
Yeah, kind of. It's in Concord. It's
Concord,
the city over.
Okay.
Yeah. That water park. You've been there?
Yeah, I used to live in Fairfield.
Oh, you might have hepatitis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought it. I was the one that brought it. Sorry.
You brought it.
Sorry.
That place was fun, though.
It was fun.
It
was definitely the place you just get dropped off, like, and then you just, like...
Is that one of those places that is still fun, or you just remember it being fun from being a kid?
I went as an adult.
Yeah?
And it's still okay.
It's a good time?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I mean, water parks are just... Every water park... I mean, there's, like, probably 7... really good water parks, and then every other water park is exactly the same. They have the same slides. They have the one big one, they have the big bouncy one, or the one like ripply one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they got a couple tube ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy River.
They get the toilet one's a big one now too.
Yeah. That's where you know you're stepping up.
You gotta go to Great Wolf for that.
Oh, la di da.
You don't know about Great Wolf?
In Garden Grove? Forget about it, please.
Oh man. I'll teach you someday.
when you finally have kids.
Talking about things that are for kids that are fun without kids. Be a great, great time. My sister goes. Great Wolf is...
they sell alcohol there?
Yeah.
Oh,
everywhere.
Nice.
And it's like a resort, so you check in and they just give you the wristband, so you just ding, ding. I mean, you're just racking up.
They buy stuff.
They give them to the kids. These kids get little credit cards on their wrists.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
And it's all indoor. So you're just like, it's like, yeah, speaking of hepatitis, like that's from the kiddie area alone.
Yeah.
You don't even want to go to where. Anyway, so that's so funny of the random things that you remember about that. So did you end up getting like really cool with your gramps then?
Not really.
Yeah?
No, not really.
He's just another quiet
He was just
guy in the family.
Yeah, he was just helping out.
Yeah.
He lives with us. My sister got really close with him.
Yeah.
But me, not so much.
No, this is a familiar theme. Maybe it's you who's not getting close to people.
Yeah. Everyone else is hanging out. Yeah. Just like in your room,
you're
like,
the only one in you and your extended family that you're really close to is your hood stepbrother.
You're right. The divorce was my fault.
You're pushing them away, Andrew. That's hilarious. So you don't want to have kids. Is it because you're like, it seems like a lot of responsibility?
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, probably not, but I don't know. Who could change? It could change. I'm open for it to change.
Sure. You
know?
Right.
But as of right now, I'm going to say no. Just right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it does seem like a lot of work.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if you just want to continue to live a selfish life. Yeah. And not pour yourself into anybody and make it, you know, it's fine.
I just don't think I'd be that great of like a dad.
Oh,
See, that's, I think I've heard that from a couple of friends too. And I think honestly, it's like, I think it's one of those things. I know some pretty terrible dads,
mm-hmm.
like just on the phone constantly. Kids are like kids that I will take somewhere. And kids in my extended family, like I'll take them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, you want to go to, I have like a children's museum pass for these other two kids. We take them all the time.
Yeah.
Me and my wife. And this is like, the dad's just always on the phone. Like, nah, but when we take them home, the first thing they say when they walk in, hey, dad. And they tell them all about the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost hard to be not a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Because kids have such like a,
that kid wants you to be a good dad.
They have such a genuine connection with you. And it's like, it's almost like, and there are some times where obviously, like, you know, it'll still snap out of it and be like, interact with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's almost impossible not to, I wouldn't say impossible, but it's really hard not to even feel like any, you know, just, I just feel like anybody who has like a kid, when that kid calls you daddy for the first time, I feel like it'd be like, I mean, my kid can't even talk yet, but I feel like the first time he says that, I'm going to cry.
You should tell this to my dad.
Let's call him up.
You're like, it's hard to be a bad dad, and Andrew's dad's like, I raised you. My two families I left.
Yeah.
I agree with the sentiment there, which is like, it's like, you know, it's not that I'd ever try and pitch somebody on being a parent, because we don't have a parent, don't be it. But I do feel like a lot of the people who are like, I don't know if I'd be a good parent. I'm like, you're already way ahead of the
curve. Way of the game. That's a good thought.
The fact that you're concerned about being a good one, where so many people are like, let's have babies, you know? And see, it's hard not to do the redneck voice when you do that. Let's crank out some babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we're like, you know, we're just, and a lot of times those families turn out just fine too, you know? So if anybody, it's almost like comics. Like when I hear like comics talk about being like, some of the best comics I know are so wildly insecure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, well, I'm just terrible. I'll probably bomb. And they're like prolific.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas sometimes, you know, like the boy who cried crush.
Yeah.
You know, or like the guy's just always like, yeah, so good.
Someone on Facebook, I just saw a guy come up to me today and was like, I really enjoy your comedy. Yeah. That's what keeps me going. It's like, that's what keeps you going.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be, you're going to quit pretty soon. Because what keeps everyone, I think everyone else going is the anxiety of like, I'm gonna fail.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna,
and I gotta
bomb
keep going,
so
because like
tonight.
I gotta like actually feel good about myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I bomb in this room most Tuesdays.
Yeah.
The only time I don't bomb here is when there's a guest host and I'm not here.
That's when I bomb.
And I bomb on the road. that's such a part of it. Yeah, but like but all that I think kind of feeds into like anybody who's like self-evaluating and actually it's like, oh, here are the areas that I need to grow as a person, especially if I'm gonna
a brand new thing too.
Okay. Yeah, Seinfeld and Mulaney talked about it on the Comedians in Cars. Did you see that one with Mulaney? No. Where he said like, when they were talking about having kids, Mulaney said, you know, I don't know, and he said like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, oh, you know, they have all these questions, and how do I answer this, and what do I think about that? And Mulaney's like, or Seinfeld says to him, like, they don't need all that, like, they just need you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is like a reality to that where you're like, man, my kid has had so many, my boy specifically is 12. He's had like so many questions that I've had bad or non answers to. And like, I don't know, son. Yeah. I was telling you one today. There was a kid who I probably should speak somewhat vaguely on this one because we might have listeners who go to my kid's schools. a kid who got like kicked out of school.
Okay.
And like because he did something wrong, and my son was like aware of it and was like wrestling on the decision to snitch or not.
Okay.
And like I don't know, like that's the hardest question in the world. Like you're like, because part of you is like, yeah, nobody likes a snitch, but part of you is like, no, you got to instill in a kid a moral guide of like doing the right, especially if like that thing is like, I remember I had a kid in middle school. I had this exact situation in middle school where like somebody like brought in a knife to school.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't know if I, and I knew, and I was like, I don't know if I should say anything. And like, I left a note like at the, in the office. Like I didn't go and tell him. I was like, hey, this kid has a knife. And I, but I remember like being like, oh man, this is bad. But the process of that decision making was like, could this hurt somebody else?
Right.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, because yeah, you feel bad for that. You feel even worse if that kid stabbed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, you just, but like, that's the example of like, your kids ask you these questions. You're like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you had like a, in the workspace, if you had like a coworker drinking on the job, you say something or no?
Oh, no.
No.
Party on, dude.
Well, we're all comics, so that's a bad example. And if it was a coworker for you, it would have been your mom.
My mom, yeah.
Mom's getting hammered.
I'd be like, let's do it, yeah.
Heck yeah, mom.
Yeah, Mai Tais.
Yeah. I know what your closest stepbrother would say. Absolutely not. No snitching. No snitching. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
There was a kid that drove to middle school for like a week and when we were in eighth grade. This kid, Israel. And he just like took his mom's car and he drove to middle school and no one said anything.
That's
it was
so crazy.
Hilarious.
Israel was tired
we
of walking.
It. We loved it so much. It was like the best thing. And
that
everyone
is hilarious.
Like, I remember like now you say that, I just realized I didn't like one time think, should I tell an adult? I was like, no, this is like the coolest kid that's ever lived.
It's even more wild because middle schools don't have parking lots for students. So he had to park
in the teacher's
just
right
spot.
There. Hey. What up, Miss Johnson? That's hilarious. He like stole one of the permits.
He's just it's Israel, man.
Yeah. I guess that's I guess I'm raising my kid to be a snitch. but I didn't have a clear answer for him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. How long have you and your girlfriend been together?
Almost 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the married thing? Are you like same thing? You're like, eh. I mean, if I were to project your answer, it'd be like, I'm open to whatever, but whatever.
Yeah. We've never really talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just like living life, having fun. It's
Did good. She move to LA too, or is she still up in the Bay Area?
Yeah, she's in LA.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
She's a music teacher.
Okay. So did she find work to come down?
Yeah, it was kind of wild. A few of her students, like she does private lessons, and like she used to do it at like this music shop where she had like her own little booth, like her own office. But three of like her students that were in the Bay moved like super close to us.
Mm-hmm.
So now she just teaches them here.
Oh, tight. Yeah.
So she still probably wants to find more clients, but she just still has three here.
Yeah.
What kind of instrument? Instrument?
Flute and piano.
Oh, tight.
Yeah.
Like at the same time.
That is tight.
Yeah.
One man band style, like a one man band. That's sick.
I just wanted you to follow up on more questions there. Yeah, I mean, that was a real specific route you took. Oh, what instrument? I wanted to see.
I don't know anything about
does
the flute.
Does she come from a music family? I wanted to see you keep making that connection.
Her mom's a drum.
Snare or bass.
Are you you've been together like 5 years? I'm always curious on like are you close to her family? Have you crossed that bridge yet? Have you like gotten to know them?
Yeah, like we're really cool. Like her dad is actually for Thanksgiving is like flying here, and then we're gonna drive up to the Bay.
He's flying from where?
Washington D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
To go hang out with just where who's hosting this Thanksgiving thing?
Her family.
Okay.
But he's going to like come check out our place first to hang out.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
And then go up.
I love everything about you, the extended Andrew family situation.
Right.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mom, dad, step. Brothers,
it's her stepdad,
extended,
too.
It's her stepdad,
too. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool guy. Very cool guy.
Yeah.
Commander at the Pentagon.
Really?
What? Yeah, he's like one of the commanders of it.
Oh, dang. Man.
Yeah.
I bet he's listening to this podcast right
now. I know,
that's
what's up. Yeah.
Like during recording it.
Yeah.
he get you? Is that like intimidating at all?
No, he's like a computers guy. He's not,
okay.
Yeah. He's not like a buff like guy. He's tall, but. But he's cool. We talked about like, I remember the first time we talked to like we had like a couple hour conversation about like comic books.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this was a lot easier than I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in forever. Yeah. There was no guns involved. There was no intimidation.
So. No. Real cool.
Well, sweet, man. I appreciate you doing the pod. I appreciate you coming down to the show. Yeah. We had a good time. We'll never air any of this, but it was really good. I appreciate you, man. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.